This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
Oh, unfortunately, today we are in lively black and white. Not enough money in the bean bag today to bring
you a
full color presentation. Yes, I'm very sorry about that.
Well, but we had to fix this button on the board.
That's right. Oh, is there a button? Is there a button broke on the board? Really?
Just needed to secure some things.
Working museum.
That talkback button always comes out. I didn't realize. Does it happen for you every day, Holly?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I read the board that one time. I'm like, this dumb thing keeps coming off. I can't. God's a Kenny and Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But we make do.
We do, absolutely.
We make do.
Yep, we had to fix
that.
We
make do. I know. Working museum. Working museum. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything Johnny Carson.
My name is Johnny Carson. This is the Tonight Show, the 60-minute show that seems like an hour.
That's right.
Hey!
And this is the three-hour radio show that feels like 17 hours. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. Holly Roberts is a woman of many, 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 many skills. And one of her skills is that she is a gifted writer. And she sells herself. But no, she sells her work.
I mean, look.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what we're all doing?
She writes for several other outlets. There was an article that you posted over the weekend, Holly, with your byline that obviously got our attention. And that is an article about Johnny Carson. My first question is, how did this come up? Like, was there a catalyst for this, Holly?
This was just one of the topics that the editors at Looper.com threw out.
Oh.
So I freelance write for Looper.com and NikkiSwift.com. And the editorial process begins, either you pitch a story or the editors put out a bunch of stories of which you can pick. And so I saw this. I was like, ooh, hit the mic with these Johnny Carson facts. Done. I will hit that mic with these facts because, like you, Jason, I'm kind of a comedy geek. You know, I like throwing it back. This is a topic that I love a lot. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's put this together.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the best fun fact you found?
Good question.
Ooh. You know, Johnny is a fascinating individual. One of the things that I didn't know about Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show is that it wasn't an immediate hit. It was not an immediate hit. You know, he took over from a comedian named Jack Parr, who was very popular, who left The Tonight Show after 5 years of hosting. There was a whole summer of in-between fill-in hosts while they made the transition. And when Johnny Carson took that role, there was some doubt. They were questioning, is this the right guy for the job?
Yeah.
They called him stiff.
Huh.
The reviews were horrible.
Yeah.
They said he was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable to watch him. And it's hard to imagine that now, given his place in pop culture. But no, Holly's absolutely right. It was not an immediate hit for NBC.
No. And, you know, and Johnny Carson had been doing TV before he did The Tonight Show. He had his own local TV show in Los Angeles. It was called Carson Cellar. he made a fan out of comedian Red Skelton, if that name means anything to anybody. And that's where Johnny Carson got his big break. He filled in for Red Skelton when he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, okay, I'm going to fill in for you, my bud. So that's a fun fact. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Not so fun fact, but a fact. He didn't have a good relationship with his mom.
Oh, no.
I did not know that. I mean, maybe that's why he treated women so badly.
Well,
in his life.
Look at you, Alexis, doing math at 7:10 in the morning.
Robin Fretz, baby. Always. See? Oh. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, but one of the things, so, you know, you're talking about that, Alexis, is that Johnny Carson and his mother, Ruth, had a very famous icy relationship. And she was never publicly impressed with Johnny Carson at all. You know, you would be like, okay, this is the most famous man on television, arguably one of the most famous people in the world. And he's killing it. He's crushing it. He's doing it. She was tepid at best with her public praise. But here's a fun fact about Ruth Carson, Johnny Carson's mom, that showed that she really cared about him. Apparently, after she died, when the movers were going into her house, they found a box, a scrapbooking box, full of headlines about Johnny, positive things. So she was actually keeping track of her son and all the great things that he was doing, but she never told him about it. Johnny found the box and he kept it in his closet until he died in 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what the rationale is behind that. You know, to keep him hungry, keeping him wanting her affection and not giving it. Ooh, yeah. That must have been tough.
Here's a little portion. You know, Lex, you will remember, I've watched this 4 million times. There's a great PBS American Masters documentary about Johnny called The King of Late Night from about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And here's piggybacking off Holly just said, here's a little snippet dealing with Ruth Carson. That's both funny, poignant, and sad, to say the least. Take a listen.
He cut it off immediately.
He had had people in his life he trusted that were ultimately untrustworthy. His world became narrower and narrower as he went along the Tonight Show and got bigger and bigger.
Is the second wife talking.
No matter how important you think you are or how much press you get, mothers especially are always able to kind of level it real good. Remember, when I got the Governor's Award from the Television Academy in 1980, and I called my mother. I said, Mom, they're giving me the Governor's Award. You know, it's for your body of work in the television industry. And my mother said, I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Ruth Carson died in 1985 at the age of 84. Workers cleaning out her Arizona home discovered a box filled with hundreds of newspaper and magazine clippings dating back to the beginning of her son's career.
Yeah, just like Holly said.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to watch that American Masters Johnny Carson, the full thing is up on YouTube. And if you go to this article, you will find the link to the full documentary.
Nice. You can find the article. I linked it up at mytalk1071.com, so you can check that out.
Holly, would you mind, at the very end, at 8:40, can we talk a little bit more about this?
A couple more
things you found?
There are so many fun facts about Johnny Carson. What a complex, interesting, fascinating individual. And we will never see the likes of Johnny Carson in showbiz ever again.
No. It's just not possible.
No.
No. Gravity, it's just not possible. You, with the streaming and the amount of choices, the fact that you had a singular host garner that much attention, because that's what everyone did. You watched Johnny at 10:30. Yeah. Again, they refer to him.
Four choices, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they referred to him, I think it was Seinfeld or Letterman in this documentary, they referred to him as a utility. It was like the electric company. I mean, you just expected Johnny to be there at 10:30 to put you to bed. It was like the water company, or that he was a utility for America.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that coming up in our third hour. But next, TV talk, now that the season's over, is Alexis still liking The Last of Us at all? Is she liking it more?
Website or app?
Hi, everyone. It's Jason Live for AAA Movers. It has been a decade of talking about AAA Movers to you. And I'm so proud. I'm proud now as I was that first day, because And people always say, oh, you say that because you do commercials for them. The truth of the matter is, I'm doing commercials because I had a great experience back in 2012. That led me to want to endorse them. Now I've moved four times. Holly's moved with them. My mother, Lisa LaCourcier, and hundreds of you. So if you're looking for a moving company, and it's something that you know, do not with a lot of frequency, so you rely on recommendations, call AAA. There's the recommendation, 612-588-MOVE. They have so many programs to help you, like their declutter program. They can also help you with long and short-term storage. So what are you waiting for? Please lock in that date, 612-588-MOVE, or go to AAAMOVERS.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from, like, the 70s or 80s.
Everybody loves Oprah.
You mean me?
She's fun, she's hip, she's really got the style.
Say that a little louder, please.
A.M. Chicago starts your day out with a smile.
A full hour of A.M. Chicago, weekdays at 9.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That was from WLS ABC 7 in Chicago in 1985 for a show called AM Chicago, which 6 months after that commercial aired became the Oprah Winfrey Show. There we go. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on my talk, live streaming on your favorite home device that's spying on you. And allegedly, and on your phone. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. on Mondays after a weekend of a television viewing, we report back to you, our clients, and let you know what you should and should not watch. Our friends, yes! That's right. It's time for a TV
taste test. What is this,
a taste test? Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
And sometimes we do season wrap-ups, and that's what Alexis is going to do. Talk to us, my friend.
Yes, I watched and finished the first season of The Last of Us on HBO Max, and I stayed up pretty late to watch this and finish it. But I'm really glad that I did, because, guys, it gets better.
Ooh, that's right. The last time we talked about The Last of Us, both you, Jason, and Alexis, were on the fence about continuing this series.
Yeah, and yeah, definitely had to take a little pause because there's some pretty intense things that happens, of course, in a pandemic, apocalyptic world, and for me at least, I almost needed to like amp myself up to watch it, but I ended up just rolling through the last three episodes, and I'm really glad I listened to our friends, my talkers, who said, just keep with it, keep going. My biggest beef before it was I don't really know these main characters yet because I don't play the game. I don't know anything other than that Ellen Page at the time was upset that the character looked a lot like them. So that was my understanding of this game.
Oh, I didn't even know that
back then. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad. In the last few episodes, we learned more about the two main characters there. You learn about, what's going on. They move the story along, which I think is great, and their relationship as well. I still like The Walking Dead season one better, if we're going to compare, because I finished it. And that was my husband's first question. Like, what do you think? How does this compare to Walking Dead? There's a lot of similar scenes, like when Negan was in a cage, and other people too back in Walking Dead, or there's a birth scene, which I kind of remember from Walking Dead. But I really enjoyed it, and I am looking forward to the next season.
Well, you're going to be waiting a while.
I think so. I was reading about that. It's
going to be waiting a while.
What is it? What do they say?
15 years.
Sorry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Zen will be in high school.
Yeah, probably. I'll be like, you gotta watch this kid.
The other thing, probably like a year.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
The other thing is, there's Joel, who's played by Pedro Pascal. He, I've loved him from the beginning. At most of his decisions, I'm like, I get it. But at the end of the season, I start questioning his choices, and that is always good. Because you can't love a character. They need to be in the gray area. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he is absolutely in that spot now, which he wasn't really before.
We're talking a season wrap-up review from Alexis Kabubowicz Thompson for The Last of Us on HBO. It's funny, Lex. We were parallel here. Ooh. I was kind of doing something similar. We have been avoiding it. We were four behind.
Wow.
And
okay.
We barreled through, I think, two or three. I have two left, and I'm with you. I am glad we went back. Now, I have not watched the penultimate. I have not watched the finale. We'll probably knock that out tonight.
Yeah.
But I liked what I saw. What happened was, for us, we watched two.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched the whale. And then after the whale, all I wanted to do was watch Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I just wanted to watch
Bugs Bunny cartoons. Or Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. Yeah. Now I will have, but speaking of that, I will have a review of the whale at 8:30. Yes.
Yeah, so you didn't want to go to kind of another downer type situation.
No, sincerely, I did not. And we actually, it was one of those great Sundays that I love. We kind of had an active Saturday, and I was exhausted on Sunday. Daddy, the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. I woke up not in the best of conditions. So I just wanted to stay home. So we watched a lot of television. Maybe a little bit later. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to save it for tomorrow, actually. I watched Shrinking on Apple TV with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. I have a very, very strong reaction to it.
Ooh. I've only heard really good things about it, so I wonder if you're in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Da-da-da-da. I guess you'll find out tomorrow. Yeah. When we come back, oh, God. I love our Monday game. Because Alexis is so good at it. She's my girl. We work well together on this game.
Rude. I hate this game. No, I'm just kidding. It is fun to see how much we can remember.
It is word chain, y'all. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is Monday, March 20th, 2023. Welcome to spring, y'all.
Yeah.
Welcome to spring. It's here.
Is it?
I don't know. It's supposed to be nice, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He goes, Holly Downer. Today.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Tomorrow, snow
rest of the week.
Tomorrow's really? Snow and rain.
Yeah. I saw that on Wednesday and Thursday, too.
I was lied to. Somebody told me this whole week is going to be like in the 40s. Well, that just...
Well, that's not a lie.
Okay, that's not a lie.
Yeah, the high's in the 40s. Yeah, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it looks like.
No, that's a lie. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah. It's in the 30s.
Okay, well, it's thanks, high Holly. 30s.
Okay. Just letting you know.
Okay.
You gotta wear the right jacket.
That's true.
Let's just play the game. Mom, and let's, and maybe that'll make us feel better. Yeah.
Yes.
What? It's word chime. It's word chime die.
I'll just roll it.
It's time for word chain
with
Jason
and
Alexis.
Also,
Holly.
Chain, Jason and Alexis.
That's right.
We're playing word chain, and here are the rules. So each player, Jason and Alexis, mm-hmm. have mm-hmm. to add a word to the mm-hmm. previous word to mm-hmm. form a two-word phrase. Your example, we start with the word dance. Someone adds club to it, becoming dance club, and then someone else adds another word, becoming dance club soda, and so on and so forth. Now, if a player forgets a word or can't think of a word to add to the chain, they ruin everything. And they're going to have to think about what they've done with their lives. But keep the chain going as much as possible. Now, Jason and Alexis, I'm glad that we talked about spring, because today is the first day of spring.
There is.
So I have some spring-related words that we're going to use to kick off the word chain.
Okay.
We're going to start with Jason. Jason, your beginning word is flower.
Bed.
Flower, bed, springs.
Flower, bed, springs, eternal.
Flower, bed, springs, eternal flame.
Holly, I think she took some vitamin C today. You are on fire.
Yeah. Get those
flower, bed, springs, eternal flame thrower.
Flower, bed, springs, eternal flame thrower. Thrower. Ball. Throw her down.
Throw her down. Will we accept that, Holly?
Yeah, sure. Hardly knew her. Let's go. Let's keep her going.
Flower bed springs, eternal flame, throw her down. Down town.
Ooh, that's good. Flower bed springs. What did we do after springs?
I love this music so much.
Eternal flame thrower. Oh, what the heck did I say? Throw her down. Town. House.
What?
Townhouse. Is that okay?
I thought you said down.
Throw her down.
Yeah.
And then down house?
No, downtown.
Downtown.
House.
Okay. House.
All right, keep going.
So, flower, bed, springs, eternal flame, thrower down, town, house, payment.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Flower, bed, springs, eternal flame, thrower. What the heck? Thrower down. Town. House. Wait, you said, oh gosh, house. What was after house? Is that mine? Did I say this word? House. Payment.
Yes.
Collector.
Payment collector. Okay.
Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah. Thank you, Holly.
We'll take
flower, it. Flower bed springs, oh eternal flame, thrower down, town, house, payment, collector. 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 Okay, so a collector is a collector section.
I'm trying to get
collector. Collector stamp.
Yes, you got collector what I was stamp. Going for.
Collector stamp.
Let's try and
a collector stamp.
That's
yeah.
perfect. Yeah. Oh, yeah. great. Here we go.
Alexis was doing some wing thing with her
well,
hand.
Well, I was trying to go album stamp.
Oh, yeah. Collector stamp. A collector stamp.
Okay,
yeah.
keep going, guys.
Oh, my word. Okay. Flower, bed, springs, eternal flame, thrower, down, town, house, payment. Payment.
This was your word, Goofy.
I know. Well, what did I say for payment? Payment. Collector. No. Yeah, yes. collector. Collector. Stamp. Suh. Album.
Stamp album.
I have a couple.
Okay. Flower, bed, springs, eternal, flame, thrower, down, town. House, payment, collector, stamp, album, cover.
Wow! Wow! Oh my gosh, we're killing this game! Woo! I'm probably gonna... Okay, nope. Keep positive. Here we go. Flower. Springs. Flower, bed, springs. Shoot. Oh, flower, bed, springs. Eternal flame. Thrower. Collector. Nope. Thrower. What was a thrower?
No.
I screwed it up.
Oh, you screwed
I screwed it up. But no. we got okay. far, guys.
Girl.
Wow.
We done did good. Flower bed springs eternal flame thrower down town house payment collector stamp album cover.
Wow, that's the best we've ever done.
Ever.
And throw her down. I hope it was okay. Is that what you were trying to were you trying to mime that to me, Jason?
No. Well, yes.
Oh, okay. You're like thrower, and I was like, thrower, and you're like down. I wasn't thinking about that as a verb. I was thinking of like a flamethrower.
I was desperate, girl.
I'm glad you accepted that, Holly. Thank you.
You know what? The rules are hot and loose here on Word Chain.
That was hot and loose.
Hot and loose. Laughing and leaking with hot and loose.
Got the front end and the back end covered. Let me tell you.
Oh. Holly, should we give something away, my friend?
Can we please?
Let's give away something. What, Holly? What are we giving away?
Oh, we're giving away a 4-pack of ticket vouchers to Minnesota Children's Museum.
Oh.
Yes. 651-641-1071. The seventh caller is going to win a 4-pack of ticket vouchers to the Minnesota Children's Museum.
Yay!
Fabulous.
Good luck.
When we come back, the effects of Full Swing, that golf docuseries on Netflix. I can't wait to ask Alexis about that. That and more when we come back. Hi, everyone. It's Jason for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Now, I want to tell you right off the bat, they are closed on Mondays, but it gives you a day to prepare, to run to Red. Are you looking this week at making an appointment with a friend for lunch? Boom! Go to Red. Run to Red. They have the You Pick Two. You can pick a half sandwich, a half salad, or soup. Pick two of those. $15. Boom. Are you looking to take your sweet honey out for a fantastic dinner before a game or a show at the State or Orpheum? Hello, get down to downtown early and run to Red. Are you in St. Paul for an event at the X? Run to Red. Get to St. Paul early and run to Red Rabbit. Oh, get a delicious Italian dinner. You know my favorite, the cavatelli. I start with the homemade pizza rolls or their fresh as all get out oysters. I don't know how they get them that fresh. Anyway, four reasons right there to run to Red tomorrow.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No. Whoa.
This has been the dumbest dancers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Wait a second. Well, what is it then?
I don't know. I forgot what a rake. I think I know. I forgot what it was, but
oh
yeah, it's
God,
not a hoe.
That's a valid answer.
Yeah. Pleasure seeker. Ho!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ho. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything pets. I'm Jace.
Ooh.
With Lex and Holly. Coming up at the top of the next hour, we're going to do Am I the Ass Hat. Plus, our first pick for your the Pick Your Prize contest.
First winner.
That's
ever
right.
This
could
year.
Could it be you? Could it be you? It could be you if you entered, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a dirt alert and then a big movie review of The Whale. I watched it over the weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. Jace, did you go to the theater or did you watch
it
at home?
I rented it at home.
You went to
I watched
home.
It, yeah.
Okay.
We did not, well, my husband left, but I did not leave my four walls yesterday.
Oh,
I did not leave that house.
Yeah, that's Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Oh, my God. I had Holly Roberts soft pants on the entire day. I didn't bathe.
Nope.
I brushed my teeth, but I didn't do anything else. And I didn't care.
Yes.
I couldn't have cared less. So
hope you were free balling.
I sure was.
Nice.
That's
even
right.
Better.
Yeah, the whole day. I'm very anxious and excited to ask you about this Full Swing article. What's on Netflix?
Jason.
What?
I was thinking about Full Swing on Netflix and the effects. Like you have a desire now to learn more golf.
I sure do.
So that's one thing that we've learned, at least after people have been watching Full Swing. The other thing is that LIV golf tournament...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ratings somehow got worse.
What?
They are getting worse. And I'm wondering, now, they have a deal with the CW, and their second event...
Well, that's
event, the problem. Okay, so there's that.
Okay, we'll be right back. There we go, Alexa. We're done.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So that... First of all, not a great decision, right? You're right. But then, their second event of the year was this last weekend in Tucson, and the rating was even worse than the first one, which was already pretty bad, which was 3 weeks earlier in Mexico. It's disastrous. So I'm wondering, and I think it may be, it's a bad network combination, at least in terms of who they're trying to reach, but also, I would guess that the Full Swing has a lot to do with it, because it's not painting it in the best light.
Okay.
Do you think so or not?
Yes.
Yeah?
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
I would be very curious. Holly, do you mind if we open up the Time Life operator phone line?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from someone out there. You're a diehard golf lover. Maybe you play golf. Maybe you're entrenched in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to a golf expert because I want to know.
Yeah.
We want to know, does the LIV thing turn you off? Because as you learned in Full Swing on Netflix, it's all about legacy with that sport. Not that other sports don't care about legacy but
it
that
is.
Sport is so proud. You know what I mean? The green jacket and Augusta and the tradition and
yes.
what it means. And I wonder if not for the players, but for fans of the sport, does LIV leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Yes, call
you
us.
Know, separate or aided by full swing on Netflix. 651-641-1071. Big golf fans out there, are you turned off? Does Liv leave a taste in your mouth?
Like, or does it not matter?
Or does it? Yeah, maybe you just don't care.
Right. Because, and maybe even the owners of this golf tournament don't even care because they're clearly just throwing money around.
Oh,
maybe they just want to have a, you know, let's hang out with the golf people, you know.
Oh, the play, yeah,
and the players, and you know, all the fans. It's just an event that they're putting on, and it doesn't matter.
So I didn't know that Liv had a TV agreement. I didn't know that these tournaments were being broadcast.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
On the CW.
I mean, that's...
Right.
That's,
and are you watching it? That's another good question, too.
Well, I could imagine that I'm sure CBS isn't going to touch them.
No.
Because they're the home of the Masters, and CBS Sports isn't going to touch that.
Nope.
I don't think my boyfriend Bob Iger, even with ESPN, I don't think he would touch Liv.
Nope.
Because, you know, Disney does. I know it's hard to imagine right now with everything that's happening in Florida. Disney does try their best to avoid controversy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk NBC. NBC Universal, they're not going to want to court this controversy. So you're left with streamers, which I guess is a possibility. They're all getting into sports. Amazon has some NFL games.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
Apple broadcasts baseball games. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful, by the way. If you've never watched a baseball game on Apple, holy crap. It looks like the players are in your living room.
Wow.
They do a really good job with baseball, if I can just throw that out there. But, no, this doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And what has surprised me is there's no golf fans listening to Jason and Alexis in the morning. I guess
I guess that's a demo we do not possess
for our show.
I guess not.
The mini golf demographic now.
Yeah. Oh, righto.
Exactly.
We're here for you.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay, let's move over. Holly, before we go, I don't want to shortchange this, but Holly hilariously wrote, "Yes, we've had this convo before." But there is momentum about TikTok possibly being banned, right?
Yes. So there was talk a couple of years ago about the United States government banning TikTok. Those talks petered out, but now they have come front and center once more. And, you know, this comes as like governments and other organizations are banning their employees from using TikTok on their devices. I think one of them over the weekend was the BBC. The BBC was strongly encouraging folks who work for that organization to delete TikTok off of their devices. So this, I think, actually has some momentum. And it would send a lot of people into a tailspin because, you know, over the course of the pandemic, folks have built their livelihoods around this app. And so it's like, ooh, boy, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Because, Holly, my amateur understanding of this is, doesn't the government allegedly, and this is the early stages, they want TikTok to divest itself of any Chinese connection, right?
That is correct.
Governmental connection.
That is correct, because the government, our government, the U.S. government, sees that TikTok having financial ties to the Chinese government is increasingly becoming a national security concern.
Yeah. Which is legit. It's not Colleen and Bradley aluminum foil conspiracy theory crap.
No.
It's a concern.
And this has been a concern for years.
Yes.
But it seems like there might be some action actually taken on this. So, you know,
Mark Zuckerberg is
Mark Zuckerberg is sitting over. Yeah, he's sitting over there and he's like,
hee-hee. Yeah, he's got his flags up. And,
yeah.
Seriously.
So get your algorithms in order.
Lexa, show meaning on the air. Is it you or me today for Buhol?
You.
Me? It's me. That's right. That's okay. Yeah, everyone ready to go. When we return, am I the asshat? Plus our first winner for our Pick Your Prize contest, the Whale Review, and more. Stay with us.